Welcome back, and as always, thank you so much for tuning in to The Gospel Truth. We're so always so glad to have you. I want to jump right into Matthew 24 as we were talking about the signs in the last podcast. And I want to go through, actually, let's just start here at verse 3, because even though there's many passages recording the teaching of our Lord concerning the signs of his return, we know that the most detailed and clearest is found here in Matthew 24. And a careful study of its great propheticness should be made by all who want to know about the signs of the times, and also those who are looking for his return, because you want to know more about his return. And here's where we're going to find most of this. The entire chapter is our Lord's response to a question by his disciples here in verse 3, because they had asked, as he had sat upon the Mount of Olives, they said, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" Now, before we look at these signs that are going to follow, I want to emphasize a couple of things here in this verse. First, let's notice that the word spoken here is privately to his disciples. He's not speaking in a public place. He's not addressing the multitudes, but it's a message for his disciples only. Why is this important? Because the unconverted need another message, a message which looks backwards and not forward to his coming, coming again. Until the unsaved go back to the cross, the second coming of the Lord has no comfort for them, nor can they be expected to be interested in it or even understand it. And on the other hand, if one professes to be a believer but doesn't express any interest in the returning of the Lord Jesus, they may want to question whether or not they're saved at all. Now, remember that this message will be of comfort to those, but only those who are born-again believers. To everyone else, the coming of Christ means only judgment and everlasting remorse. And after he comes to judge the wicked. The second thing I want to point out here is, let us note that in this verse, he is speaking of his coming and the end of the world. You see, the coming again of the Lord Jesus is linked with the end of the world in this passage. But unfortunately, a faulty translation of this verse has actually caused many to be confused concerning the end of the world and the coming again of Christ. So I just wanted to touch on this just for a brief moment. The last word in this verse, Matthew 24:3, is world. In the King James Version, the word in the original Greek is eonos, and it corresponds with our English word meaning, eon, the word eon, which means age or dispensation. It never should have been translated world. The pulpit commentary translate the phrase as this: "What shall be the sign of thy coming and the consummation of the age?" The word translated coming is parousias, and that word is consistently used throughout Scripture for the arrival or the coming again of Jesus. So the end of this age then will come when the Lord Christ himself returns. All right. So this is not to be confused with the end of the world. The end of the age and the end of the world are two entirely different events, separated by a great period of time, if you want to get down to it. The end of the world, it will not occur until at least 1,000 years after the end of this present age, of which the Lord Christ refers to in this passage. The end of the age will come when the Lord returns for his church. So we see that the end of the age is coming in the rapture, but after a brief period of time of tribulation, he will then cleanse the earth and judge his enemies. Then the Lord will set up his messianic millennial kingdom upon the earth. And after that, the end of that 1,000 years, Satan will stage his last and final rebellion, only to be destroyed immediately with all of his followers by fire falling from heaven. Then comes the end of the world, which is described in 2 Peter 3:12. The Lord will create a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Also 2 Peter 3:13. So the end of the age may occur at any time when the Lord Christ comes again. But the end of the world, on the other hand, will only come after the millennium and at the end of time and the beginning of eternity. So one can never understand prophecy or the signs of the coming again of Christ without being able to distinguish between these two events, the end of the age and the end of the world. I'm going to close this off for now so that we could take that in and digest it and meditate on it. And we'll come back and we'll finish out this Matthew 24. But again, I want to thank you for joining us here at The Gospel Truth.